Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There's a dispute and we need you to settle it. It's the People's Court.
I got a People's Court for you. And we have two people. We've got the plaintiff and the defendant. Today's case is, who has more pressure on them to win the Big 12? Is it KU, 14-time champion? Or is it hashtag EMA, hashtag EcoCats, hashtag Octagon of Doom, the Kansas State Wildcats? First up, we've got the visitor, Sports Machine Sean Levine. Go ahead, sir.
I don't appreciate your tongue-in-cheekness involving court and KU basketball. I'm not saying our football team's going to a bowl game, but at least we're eligible. Just throwing that out there. KU is a team that has more pressure, counsel, jury. They've won 14 straight Big 12 championships. One school is called Kansas, known for their basketball. One school is called Kansas State. By the way, Kansas State, if I'm correct, has never won an outright Big 12 title. Now, they've certainly got a lot of pressure. They went to the Elite Eight last year. They've got a lot of talent through the Wildcats. And if there's ever going to be a year that they're going to knock off KU off their pedestal, this is probably it. But obviously, KU's the team with much more pressure. If for nothing else, if it comes down to the head-to-head matchup, that game's being played at Allen Fieldhouse, where you guys pointed out astutely to me yesterday, KU has only lost 5 conference home games in the last 10 years. So KU is a team with more pressure.
I turn to my left, and I bring up the plaintiff, Brandon Kiley. Who has more pressure on them to win the Big 12? Is it KU or K-State?
I think it's pretty clearly Kansas State is the team with more pressure on them right now. KU's in this position every year. Every year, KU has to win games down the stretch in order to maintain their class as the head of the Big 12. Look at what they did last year. They were 8-4 through 12 games in the Big 12. Sound familiar? It should, because that's exactly where they were this year. How'd they finish? 5-1 down the stretch in order to win the Big 12. What do they need to do this year? Basically the same exact thing. They need to be able to finish with at least with one loss or fewer in their last 6 games. That's how they win it. They've done this before. K-State's never been in this position. K-State's won at Kansas like 2 times in the last 30 years. K-State loses a game like the game against Baylor at home all the time. K-State goes on the road and they'll find a way to lose to TCU. This is the position that KU has found itself in year after year after year. K-State is the one with the pressure on them.
This is what I think. And we'll let you guys in on this. Text line 69306. BK, go ahead and open up the phone lines. This is called People's Court, so we'll take your phone calls on it. 913-576-7610.
It's been a while. Do I get to cross-examine his ass?
Go for
it. Yeah, if you want to.
Okay. Go ahead. You're up.
This feels a lot to me like what used to happen in golf tournaments in the 2000s. K-State is random golfer. You pick them. KU is Tiger Woods. Who has more pressure on Sunday? Is it Tiger, who's 1 or 2 shots back, who's got the red on, who we know can make the surge? Or is it the team that's in the lead that hasn't been in this situation before?
David Duval.
That's who I think it is. I think it's K-State. If it's KU, all you got to do is get a share of this thing. Like Self can say, oh, it's 4 teams that can win it because they can still get a share of it. No one's going to bring up the share. If you share this thing, everyone will look at you like you're the winner, and you know you still have K-State at home. K-State still got to go to your building, and they ain't winning in your building. And K-State knows they slip up one more time, it's probably curtains out here. I side with Brandon Kiley on this one. I think there's more pressure on K-State than KU because they have the lead, and Tiger in the red with the U.S. Open fist pump is coming hard on the back nine.
Kylie Council, let me remind you guys a couple of things. You say that it's a foregone conclusion. There's no way K-State beats KU on Big Monday. Let me remind you that 2 of the last 3 times these teams played inside of Allen Fieldhouse, Barry Brown was taking a wide-open jump shot, and Dean Wade was taking a wide-open jump shot to beat Kansas. So to say it's impossible.
Did they win?
No, they didn't, but could they have? And it came down to one shot, absolutely. And K-State's more talented than the aforementioned teams, and KU's less talented. By the way, Brandon, you brought up every year KU's the team that's there, which to me means more pressure. You brought up the fact that this time last year, KU went 5-1 down the stretch. Guess what? KU's not as deep or as talented as last year's team seed out where they went 5-1 down the stretch. And here's my final trump card. If K-State doesn't win the Big 12 this year, big deal. No pressure. K-State wasn't supposed to win the Big 12 this year. If KU doesn't, the sky is falling.
But I will say this for K-State. If K-State doesn't win it this year, when are you ever going to win it? Like, KU will probably just win it next year, and then the year after. They will just start a new streak. If you are K-State and you can't win the Big 12 outright this year, when you've got Dean Wade, when you've got Barry Brown, when you've got all the experience that you have, it's safe to say that Bruce Weber will never win
that conference. That's it. You're Judge Ito. You're going to let him off the hook. It's just like, hey, the glove doesn't fit. You must have quit. Okay, you're good. You're good. That's it. That's who you are. You're Judge Ito.
I want to go to the phone line. We'll ask Luke in North Kansas City. It's time for People's Court. Luke, who has more pressure on him down the stretch? Is it KU or K-State?
Oh, it's K-State by far. To me, it's a lot like a gambler that's on tilt. They know that they're losing, but they can't do anything about it, and the pressure is completely on, and they're just going to keep, you know, pressing and trying the same exact things. I mean, KU, they don't care. Like, they know that they've got this thing in the bag and that the machine's going to lose some money to you. And so it's just like, the reason why they lost to Iowa State was because they were pressing too hard, because they know that they're KU's little brother.
And that's Luke in North Kansas City weighing in. He has K-State. That's right up your alley. Was a gambling analogy on tilt.
If anything, KU cares too much. If anything, KU puts too much stock into winning the Big 12 and maybe not quite enough into winning the actual tournament.
I think they put a lot of stock into winning the tournament. It's just really hard to win the tournament.
It's really hard to win the Big 12. People always poo-poo that. Like Buddy Hield and Kevin Durant and Blake Griffin and all these dudes, Michael Beasley, didn't play in the same conference. I understand if they were in the ACC or the Big East, KU ain't trying to win their 15th straight title. But let's not pretend like it's been the Sisters of the Poor that they play every game.
I think this year's KU team would probably finish 7th in the ACC, but that's neither here
nor
there.
Get the hell out of here.
I will say this, though, about the Big 12. That as a Missouri fan, I like to, you know, throw my little shots in at KU. I never want to hear anybody tell me how good the Big 12 is. If this KU team can share this conference, I'd never want to hear how good your conference is.
That's where I almost feel sorry for Bill Self and even KU fans, which is a really weird thing to say. It's like they're supposed to apologize for winning. And that's never the right thing to do. Just because they've been so dominant, that's because they've had the players. That's because they've had the coaching. That's because they've had the talent. That's because they've managed to win these games. Again, it's not like they've had the player of the year in the conference 4 separate times go against them in this 14-year run. Never has the national player of the year been a Jayhawk.
I'm not saying that they haven't gone up against some good teams. I'm simply saying it. And as a KU
fan. Actually, they have Frank Mason. But before that.
Who? You've been down on this team the whole year.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I think this KU team that currently is on the court is like a 6 seed. This current KU team is not very good, not very talented. They got 3 good players. If you're telling me that a team I think is a 6 seed could win your league outright, I'm sorry. Your conference isn't good. Like, there's no other way to put it. I don't have no disrespect towards K-State, no disrespect towards Iowa State, no disrespect towards Texas Tech. If you can't beat the 2018-2019 Kansas Jayhawks, you will never beat another KU team as long as the earth continues to spin.
I will agree with that. If K-State's ever going to win, or Iowa State, or whoever's still in contention, Texas Tech, this is the year to do it. If you don't break the stretch here, it could be another 10, 15, 20 years. We're going to be talking about KU winning 45 straight Big 12 championships.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.